Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bert Show.
I had such a visceral reaction the other day when Amanda asked me, my girlfriend asked me, like, hey, so what do you want us to do for you for Father's Day? I was like, I held myself back a little bit and I said, what do you mean? She's like, yeah, what do you want for, what do you want to do? And my immediate response was, I want my kids to think of what would make me happy and plan a day for Father's Day.
I get it.
Okay. Now, yours was very different from Mother's Day this year. This is the exact opposite.
It is the exact opposite because I have left it into the hands of the other individuals and have learned that's not the wise move. So instead, that's my preference is I'd rather tell you exactly what I want so I get exactly what I want.
I think it was sweet for Amanda to ask me and facilitate this whole thing. This is what she does, and this is one of the reasons why I love her so much. But as a parent, you will never feel appreciated, or very few times when your kids are at a certain age are you going to feel appreciated. That's cool. That's part of being parenting. I only ask for it like two or three times a year.
Your birthday.
One.
Mm-hmm. Father's Day.
Two.
Mm-hmm. Christmas.
That's it.
Ding, ding, ding.
You nailed them all, right? So I don't want Amanda to go to the kids and say, hey, what can we do for your dad? I want Hayden and Hollis, my 18-year-old and my 22-year-old, to get on the same page together, which is going to be funny to watch, and figure out what would Pops want with his kids. And I don't want to think about it at all. And whatever they come up with will be great because it's about a little effort. Just show me you care that I just paid an enormous amount of money for your private Catholic school and SCAD down in Savannah, right? Just show, or that I paid for your truck, right? Or that I'm there at every single performance and every single game. Just, or I'm always there when you text me when you need a little extra cash, right? Just show me one day that, hey, gotcha, Pops.
Mm-hmm. And they've had great examples of what to do over these past 2 weeks with their celebrations of their accomplishments, which they deserved. Mm-hmm. I mean, Hayden graduating from SCAD, Hollis graduating from high school, his 18th birthday. Like, they've seen examples of what you do for those that you love and appreciate when you want to shower them with affection.
Sure.
So this should be an easy ask.
Easy, right? Hey, you know what? When they text me and they need some emotional support or just need to say, hey, Pops, can you help me out with this? Guess who texts them right back? This guy. You got 3 days.
I'm sensing a lot of pent-up tension. Ah. Is this from over the years? Have they let you down on Father's Day? Are you not expecting them to exceed or even meet your expectations?
I think what it was... just the, and Amanda doesn't know, right? And I'm overemphasizing really how upset I am because I really am not. But there are honestly 3 days in the year. I think your parents really hook you up quite a bit during the year. So I shouldn't have to tell them what I want. I don't want to say pay back.
Yeah.
But I think the way to honor that is to figure it out yourself, man. And I'm trying to raise two capable kids.
I think there's a difference because it's not like you should never do anything for your kids with strings attached.
Right.
Right. Yeah, you had them, you birthed them, you brought them into this world, you take care of them, you love them. Like that's all part of the deal, right? It's you're hoping that you are teaching them to show gratitude and thankfulness. So again, it's not about paybacks. It's not about, well, I did this for you, you should do this for me. It's like, no, I love my parents and they have done so much for me. So to show that I am grateful and to show gratitude, I want to do X, Y, Z for my mom or my dad because I love them. End of story.
There it is. I can't add anything to that.
And you've got the added layer too. Like I think for everyone listening to know, it's not like you're talking about a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old. Right. You have two adult children,
yes.
18 and older. One's a college grad, one's a high school grad.
Yep.
So it's not even like kids who can't get around or don't really understand. You're asking two adults. You shouldn't have to ask two adults to celebrate you on the day that the country's like, yo, today, you know, you can be an a-hole to your dad the rest of the year, but today we're going to be nice. Okay, guys?
Totally agree. 100%, right? The opposite of that when it comes to Father's Day, how about the single dads? Do they get enough credit? Do they get enough credit? The zaddies, do they get enough credit on Father's Day?
And we are calling all zaddies!
All the single zaddies,
we put a bracket up. Abby, can you please let everybody know, what is a zaddy?
It's kind of another word for DILF. It's an older gentleman who has fathered a child. Maybe he's a silver fox. He's in the older category. I'd probably say like the ages of 36 to maybe 65, like right before retirement, you can claim the title of zaddy. Think of Pedro Pascal. What? That's why are you
like,
laughing?
Every 36-year-old is like, I'm sorry, I'm an older person.
Well, like a zaddy. Like when I think of like, who would they hire to be the lead in a Hallmark film? You know what I mean? Like who is going to be the sexy single father? I feel like sometimes it's like late 30s to early 50s.
Look, there is a sliding scale here. If you're a 36-year-old dude to a 22-year-old woman, mm-hmm. You are a zaddy.
You're a zaddy.
All right. And we're not going to put an age limit on our zaddies. If you identify as a zaddy, we want you to go to thebirdshow.com and sign up for our zaddy bracket.
Kristen, you know what the percentage of men that have thought about, oh, I wonder if I'm a zaddy or not. Do you know what that percentage is?
Zero.
Zero. Uh-huh.
Pedro Pascal knows he's a zaddy. So there's at least one out there.
Because he was told.
And he owns it.
Yeah, he owns it real well.
Do you think Bill Belichick is a zaddy?
No. Shut your mouth.
I know one 24-year-old who thinks he's a zaddy.
It just takes one.
So if there's one person out there that thinks he's a zaddy, then there you are. You are a zaddy. So this is what we're doing in honor of Father's Day. We're going to do a zaddy bracket. So if you are a single dad, and we know it is hard out there in the dating world for everybody, and single dads are not exempt to that, right? So we want you to go to thebirdshow.com. We are looking for up to 16 zaddies, right? So we're gonna choose up to 16 zaddies, and you're gonna compete in our zaddy bracket. And what's gonna happen here is, you know, our listeners are gonna vote, and we're gonna get down to our top single zaddy, and then afterwards, we are going to try to find you love. So we're going to do a little zaddy dating love match game.
So, yeah, I'm assuming here that once we put these zaddies up online, women are going to be going, oh, wow, I'd like to hang out with that guy for a little bit. So just the contact info.
Exactly. So you're going to go and you're going to tell us just a little bit about yourself. Obviously, you got to, you know, submit a picture because that's what's going up in the bracket. And then the Burt Show fam is going to vote. And then we're going to get down. We're going to crown our single zaddy the day after Father's Day. And then after that, we're going to try to make a little love match on the Burt Show.
If we are asking men to submit themselves for this contest, we will get exactly zero entries. So it is going to take women to go to their zaddy friends and go, hey, mm-hmm. this is what the Burt Show is doing. Are you cool with me putting you up? Because guys aren't going to volunteer.
I agree with you there. So, yeah, if you know a zaddy, if you have a zaddy in your life that you think is deserving of love, then by all means, go to them, get them submitted. We have opened up the application process. It's at theburtshow.com. And just go ahead and submit your zaddy. And we're going to do our zaddy bracket next week in honor of Father's Day.
Once again, go to theburtshow.com.
The Burt Show.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save.